time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Every Friday, I call it Mommy's Margarita Friday because I cannot wait to get the margarita that comes later on during happy hour with my girlfriends.
It's a special day for you. I know it is.
And every Friday, me, Danielle, Jessica, we sit around that table and we talk about everything our kids did this week that earned us the margaritas.
You dump it all right there. And then you leave and you feel so much better.
It's like our therapy, Margarita Fridays.
Right.
So we thought, let's bring it to the air, right? 1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text. What did you do, Mama, that earned you that margarita today? I keep my phone recording at home just so I can show that I'm not kidding when I talk about these things.
Making everything up, right?
Yeah, there's just some audio from my house.
Lila, what? Did anybody feed Lila?
No.
Everybody wanted a dog.
Right.
Everybody could not wait to get a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Who feeds the dog? Who takes the dog out? Who does everything for the puppy? This lady right here, Mama. Mama does that.
Yeah.
Like, nobody feeds the dog. Like, if I don't get home till 8:30 at night, nobody feeds the dog? Nope.
Dakota, get out of there. You're going to hurt yourself. You can't play in there.
What happened?
Are you okay?
I think part of being a parent of a toddler is just saying, you're going to hurt yourself. And then they inevitably hurt themselves immediately.
Right after that. And then you still... Here's the thing, as a parent, you still have to act. There's no part of you that can go, look what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I told you so. You can't do that to, you can do that to an adult, but you can't do it to a child.
No, a two-year-old doesn't understand that if she jumps 6 feet off the top of a ledge, that it's not going to be all right. It's your fault.
Right. Right. And if you scream at her after that at that point, too, it's like, it doesn't help. Now it's,
Mom, can't buy my shoes.
Where did you put them?
Closet, probably.
Well, why don't you go look there?
They're not in there.
When you're a mom, you're in charge of everything and the location it's at all times.
Right.
Even if you have nothing to do with it. It's my fault she can't find her shoes because I put them somewhere. I never touched the shoes.
Were they in the closet?
When I went to go look, they were right in the back. I was like, you have to, like, look.
Thanks for looking, Mom.
Oh.
What did she eat for dinner?
She's looking at it.
She ate Cheetos for dinner?
Yeah.
Cheetos and a granola bar. That's what she ate for dinner?
Yeah.
So what happens when you work late. You come home, toddler eats Cheetos and a granola bar for dinner. And this is my favorite this week.
Dakota, Mommy gotta go potty, okay?
I come.
Dakota loves going to the bathroom with me.
I come.
She just sits in there with you?
All the time.
I come.
And then she takes all my makeup and things and hides it around the house. I haven't worn mascara in 4 days. I can't find it. So... Mamas, what did you do this week to earn your margarita? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Margarita Fridays is my favorite. Me, two of my girlfriends, every Friday night, we go sit at our favorite Mexican place and we have a margarita during happy hour. And we talk about what the kids have done this week to drive us crazy.
Yeah, you get to dump all your stuff out there. It's kind of like therapy with mezcal.
Yeah, exactly. And it's our favorite thing to do because we get it all off our chest and we enjoy that margarita because we earned it as mamas. For me... It always has to do with going to the bathroom. This is me trying to go to the bathroom in my house.
Dakota, Mommy gotta go potty, okay?
I come.
You hear that cute little innocent voice right there? You hear that beautiful little voice?
I come.
She comes with me to the bathroom every single day. The only time I get
everywhere
to go...
Everywhere you go.
Everywhere I go. Only time I get to go to the bathroom by myself, Raven, is here at work, and we have a community bathroom. So not even here do I get to go to the bathroom by myself.
Right, like if you go over and visit like a regular friend's house, if you were at a stranger's house going there for the first time and your child was with you, she's coming with you.
Sometimes she sits on my lap, Raven.
I mean, some of these bathrooms are really tight, right? I mean, if you're a guest, it's the downstairs bathroom. That's a half bath, maybe.
All right, mamas, what did you do this week to earn you your margarita this Friday? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Yana and Raven.
So my kids made one of these, like, disgusting soups of all of our leftovers, like ketchup and whipped cream and stuff.
Oh.
And I drank it like a champ.
Oh, what?
Oh.
I mean, at least on that show that used to be on TV, they'd give you, like, 50 grand or something. I mean, you got nothing.
I got nothing. Oh. Nothing.
Oh, you are brave.
You know what? You deserve your margarita tonight. You earned it, Mama.
I mean, which one is chasing which, right?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. All right, Mama, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Well, I'm pregnant. Does that count?
Well, it counts, but we can't let you have a margarita. So we'll still give you your credit and high five, but it has to have no tequila in it.
Yeah, I know, like one glass of wine, but
nope,
I don't know.
Raven,
about,
don't start that argument.
One glass of mezcal.
Yep. Okay. What did you do to earn your virgin margarita this week?
Well, I mean, I have had the worst heartburn over the last 24 hours. You can't even imagine.
What's the worst part? Is having the heartburn, or every time you bring it up, somebody says to you, that means the baby's going to have a lot of hair? I hear that all the time. People used to say that to me all the time. You know what? That Dakota, she was bald when she was born. The heartburn had nothing to do with the hair.
I don't know, but you sure I can't just put a little tequila in there?
Nope.
And just
I can't sign off on that.
Oh.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. All right, Mama, what did you do this week that earned you this margarita?
Well, I helped my junior to do her homework, and I was really proud, pretty cocky. I thought I did great. She comes home a few days later and tells me that everything was wrong. We really screwed it up.
What subject was it?
Math, and she got no credit.
Oh. Math is so hard.
I'm
it's
the ace.
So hard.
Math is easy.
No, it's not. If you could come help Hayden, my daughter's in sixth grade. She has to wait for my husband to get off all his Zoom calls because I can't help her with it. It's too hard.
I crush the math.
I'm like Googling and like using YouTube and trying to figure it out. It's too difficult. Margarita Fridays. Mama, what did you do to deserve your margarita this week?
So my 2-year-old keeps jumping out of his crib at 2 a.m. and all I hear is just a thud in the middle of the night, and I just already know what he's up to. So.
Oh, no.
So is the reward because you kept him alive still to this day?
Alive and okay. That I'm awake.
Okay.
Still.
She's functioning.
You got it.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do, Mama, to earn your margarita this Friday?
I earned it. My son had his first baseball practice of the season, and of course he got hit in the head. Oh. So I was up all night making sure he didn't have a concussion, and it was horrible.
Right, now you have permission to get lit because you survived the night.
You get two margaritas.
Exactly.
There you go. Yeah.